Yud Beis on the base of the Tachan. Rav Huna chadzdu lechadzdu mamoada. Rav Huna, seemingly Shalomi Daito, they harvested his wheat on Chol HaMoed, or they harvested his crop. It could be that it was barley, Tachan. And it was a, what's it called? It was a Dover HaAvud. In other words, what happened over here, the Rishonim say, was that they thought that they were going to be able to leave it till after Yontif to harvest. And then on Yontif, they noticed that it's getting ruined. So that if they didn't harvest it fast, barley, when it's overripe, the kernels fall off the stalks. So it would be a tremendous loss. They wouldn't be able to harvest it. So they harvested it on Chol HaMoed. Eishli Rabba Barafuna Rafuna. So Rabba Barafuna, Rafuna's son, asked him, Tochnin Kemach B'moed, L'tzorech HaMoed. The Brisa says you're allowed to grind flour on Chol HaMoed if you need it, L'tzorech HaMoed. Anything that's L'tzorech HaMoed, that's Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do, Afilu Melechas Uman. Something that's not Ochel Nefesh, L'tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to do Melechas Hedyet, but not Melechas Uman. Shalom L'tzorech HaMoed Oser, but not L'tzorech HaMoed is Oser no matter what. Dover sha'avod b'moed, mutar la'asos b'moed. However, something is a dover ha'aved, it's not just l'tzorech ha'moed, but it's a dover ha'aved, that's mutar to do on Chol HaMoed. Dover sha'enu avod b'moed, also, if it's not a dover ha'avod and it's not tzorech ha'moed, then it's also. Amed v'orim amurim b'klushim min ha'karka. That's only things that are not connected to the ground. Av mechubar l'karka, work that have to do with things connected to the ground, afilu kulo avod osur, even dover ha'avod, even if the whole thing is going to be lost, is osur. Then ein lo mayochal, but if you don't have what to eat, so then kotzer ma'amer v'dosh v'zoro bor v'tochein, you can prepare enough to eat on Chol HaMoed, even from things that are connected to the ground. Uvivad shlo yodish v'paros, as long as you don't, what's it called, thresh it with cows, but you thresh it with rods instead of with cows. Okay, so what do you see from this braisa? That Dover Ha'avud is only mutter with Dover HaTolush, not with Dover HaMechubar L'Karka. Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to his son, Yechidoihi, I don't hold like that price. That price is a Das Yochid, Velo Sfir Olam Kavosei, we don't hold like it. We hold that Dover Ha'avud is mutter, whether it's something Mechubar L'Karka or not Mechubar L'Karka. Titania, Klal, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, however, according to this, it would seem like the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, that you're allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShalchin, because it's Dover HaAvod, wouldn't go like this Braisa. There are Rishonim who say, Achronim who say, that it can go according to this Braisa, but in any case, Pashtus, the Rishonim learn, that this Braisa argues on the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, that Dover HaAvod is mutter even by Mechubar L'Karka. And that's Lalocha. However, there are things that, since they're a tremendous zilzul, and they're very, because they're Mechubar L'Karka, are very public, that and there's a lot of tircha, that even a Dover HaAvod is not mutter. But Pashtus is no difference between Dover HaAvod of Mechubar L'Karka and not Mechubar L'Karka. The Tanya and Rav Huna now prove to his son that there is a Das Yochid like that. This price of the Tanya, Klal Om Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishum Rav Yossi. Rav Shimon Gamliel said the name Rav Yossi, this is a Das Yochid, only Rav Yossi Shita. Dover HaTolish Min HaKarka Afilu Miktsasu Ovid Mutter. Val Mechubar L'Karka Afilu Kulu Ovid Osir. That dover that is not connected to the ground, even if only a portion is going to be lost, you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. And something is connected to the ground, even if the whole thing is going to be lost, you're not allowed to do malacha. But that's, where it says, V'i Rav Yossi, Yodish Nombi V'paros. If it's according to Rav Yossi, right, we're saying now that Rav Yossi is the author of this price. He holds that dover HaMechubar L'Karka, by dover HaAvod, you're not allowed to do. But Rav Yossi also holds that where you are allowed to do a Dover HaAvod, you don't have to do a Shinui. So then why over here would it say that where you're allowed to do it, meaning you don't have what to eat? So you're allowed to what's it called, even L'tzorech HaMoed, Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do. Even the Mechubar L'Karka, why do you have to do a Shinui? Why can't you do it with, why can't you thresh it with cows? Yodish Nombi V'paros, Hom Rav Yitzhu Barabba, Man Tanish Shiri B'moed B'Dover HaAvod, Delok Rav Yossi. Right, Rav Yisro Bar Abba said that whoever holds that you have to make a shinui by Dover HaAvod is not like Rav Yossi. So if we're saying that this Brice is Rav Yossi, then when you are allowed to do it, you don't have to do it with a shinui. So why can't you do it with Paros? Amar lecho hachinami, kivin dechol yom, alav v'parash da'ishu, idinami, lav shinuyu. You don't always thresh with cows. Right? It's not that not threshing with cows is shinu. It's not the reason why you can't do it. And the Rishonim explained, Rashi explains, the reason that you can't do it is because it's too public. It's too much of a zilzul. It's not because of a shinui. And the Rambam says is because you don't have to do it with paros. Right? And if you don't have to do it, there's no dover ha'aved with that, then do it with the least weight. If in order to save the aveda, or to what's it called, to be able to eat, you don't have to use paros, so do it in a minimal way instead of a maximum way. Okay, see Rashi till here. Lemechta liktar. Rav Huna yesh lo mayochal havi. Rav Huna had what to eat. So you can't say the reason that he was allowed to harvest his crop is because he needed what to eat. Va'amai sharile, why was it mutter? Amrle haydiktani mechuber afilu kulo avid nami osur of Yosihi. That shita that holds that even if the whole thing is going to be lost, you're not allowed to do malacha chalamoid by dover hamechuber lekarka is Rabbi Yosi. Yichidoihi. Below Sfirulon Kavos say we argue on that and we hold that it's mutter dover avid is mutter whether it's mechuber lekarka or not. Kima the chol yuma lavid paros daisha idno lav shinuyu ki daishi below paros. Threshing without paros is not because of a shinui. La'olam b'yosi. It really goes to Rabbi Yosi. V'had the asur of paros. Why is it asur with paros? Mishum da'av shamil sahi. It's too public. Too much of a fanfare. And therefore, it's too much of a zilzul of chol ha'moed. Okay. Tana Rabban. Tochnin b'moed v'tzorech ha'moed v'shalo l'tzorech ha'moed asur. You're allowed to grind flour if you need it for chol ha'moed, but for not for chol ha'moed, you're not allowed to. Dim tochen v'hosur ha'izeh mutter. And if you ground and there was left over, you're allowed to eat it after Chol HaMoed. And others say what it means is, in Tochan the Hosir, there's no Shaila, not even have to eat it if you had extra. That's not the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush over here is that you don't have to be Medakdek to grind exactly what you need. You can grind without being Medakdek, and if there's left over, so you can eat after, you can even after Yontif. Kol Tzinetzim HaMoed, the Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to cut down wood, trees, on Chol HaMoed, if you need it, the Tzorech HaMoed. Right, shalol tzorach hamoed also. If you don't need a tzorach hamoed, it's also. You cut it for hosir azimut mutter. Same thing over here. If you cut down the trees, you cut down too much, and you don't need it, all of it, the firewood for chol hamoed, you can use it after chol hamoed. And like we said, the chiddush is you don't have to be medaktik. Matilin sheicher b'moed tzorach hamoed u'shalol tzorach hamoed also. The mitul lahosir is a mutter v'lad shalol yari. Right, and what's it called? You can make brew beer on Chol HaMoed, if you need it for Chol HaMoed, but not for after Chol HaMoed. And if you made too much, you can drink it after Chol HaMoed too. However, you're not allowed to, what's it called, make a subterfuge and bedafka make more, right, saying that you're going to need it for Chol HaMoed, so you'll have for afterwards. That you can't do on purpose. So it says, Braminu. But if you did it on purpose, right, Lamaisa, there's Machlokis Achronim. The Magen Avraham holds b'dieved it's mutter, even if you did it on purpose. And some other achronim hold that b'dieved it's osur. The halach is its mutter. Braminu, maestro bring a stira. It says you can't make a ramos, an orma, a subterfuge. This price says you can. Matil and sheicher b'moed v'sorach ha'moed, yishlo v'sorach ha'moed osur. You'll have to brew beer if you need it for chol ha'moed or yontif, but if it's not v'sorach chol ha'moed or yontif, you can't brew it. Echad sheicher tzmorim v'echad sheicher tzorim doesn't make a difference if it's beer made from dates, or from barley, the apple b'shiyesh lo yashon, even though you have beer already, marim v'shosim in achodesh. You can say, well, I don't like the old beer. I'd like to drink from new ones. So you're allowed to make new beer, even though you know you're doing it basically to have beer left over after Chol HaMoed, right? But you're saying, you're making up a subterfuge that I want to do it to get the new beer. So it's mutter. It's mutter tanoihi. Enochadami. There's a sheet that holds you could make a harama, and a sheet that holds you can't make a harama. Tanya, ain marimin bekach. You're not allowed to. The harama means that it's a legal fiction. In other words, really, I'm doing this now. I want to drink what I'm brewing for Chol HaMoed, but I could have drunk the old one. But I'm making. No, I don't want the old one. I don't like the old one. Right. So really, what I'm doing is for the after Chol HaMoed. But since I'm doing it in a way that it's a legal fiction, that's called the harama. And by Nisut Rabban, and harama is mutter. Right, it's similar to what's it called, the Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz is a legal fiction. In other words, I really know that I'm not going to sell this forever. But it's legal. So I'm doing it as a subterfuge, that's mutter, since it's only Nisad Rabbana. By Nisad Raisa, there it could be that Harama is not mutter. Therefore, they say that even though Mechiras Chametz is good, but Mechiras Karkos, to sell all of Eretz Israel to an Arab during Shemitah, is a Harama, because everybody knows that we're not really selling it to the Arab. It's a legal fiction, right? But there it could be it's Nisad Raisa to sell Karka to a Goy. So Harama will be awesome. Rabbi Yossi Brihuda, Omer Marim. And Rabbi Yossi Brihuda says you could be Marim. Okay, so we have Machlokas, whether you could be Marim or not by Chol HaMoed. And this price we learned before that says it's also to be Marim goes like the Man D'Yomer says you're not allowed to. And the price that says you are allowed to be Marim goes like the one that says you are allowed to. Rashi. V'im Tochan. V'moed l'tzorach HaMoed v'hosir ad l'achra HaMoed mutar loch l'achra HaMoed. If you have left over, you can eat it after Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't make a trick and say, make a lot, and say, I need it for Chol HaMoed, and then your really intention is to leave it over for after Chol HaMoed. The Brisa says you are allowed to make a trick, and make new beer, even though you have old beer, and in that way, you'll have beer left over for after Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to do it in such a way that you're making a trick. Rav also, they harvested his crop on Chol HaMoed. Shoma Shmuel Ikbid. Shmuel heard about it, and he was makbid. He protested it. He was upset about it. Versus Lema Shmuel Kiyachidoa Svirolei. Right? Because it was a Dovra Ovid. So this only goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That Shmuel was upset because Be'dover Ha'ovid by Mechuber L'Karka is no good. But we hold that Dover Ha'ovid by Mechuber L'Karka is good. So what was Shmuel upset about? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Mor says, lo, chatzod d'chiti havid lo havi posit. It was a wheat harvest where there was no Dover Ha'ovid. If they left it till after Chol HaMoed, nothing would happen. So they harvested it for him without his das on Chol HaMoed. But a barley harvest, like we said, that's a Dover Ha'ovid. Because if it becomes harvestable, ripe, to harvest on Chol HaMoed, if you leave it too long, the kernels fall off and it's a loss. For Rav, my time, why did Rav let them harvest his crop, his wheat crop, on Chol HaMoed? Ain lo mayochal havi. Rav didn't have anything to eat. So the halacha is that if it's sorech HaMoed, dover ha'ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do everything too. There wasn't else dover ha'ovid. It was because ain lo mayochal. So they asked Lamaisa, the person doesn't have what to eat. We'll see one second. Shmuel lo saimu kamei. They didn't end and tell Shmuel the whole story. So he got upset because he didn't know that Rav didn't have anything to eat. He thought that Rav did it because of Dover Ha'ovid, and there's no Dover Ha'ovid over here because it's wheat. Inami Adam Choshev Shani. And Adam Choshev, if he has nothing to eat, is not allowed to do malacha. So they asked him, what should you starve? He says, no, you go buy in the store. Now, if you have nothing to eat, you have to either go buy or you could harvest your own. So a normal person can harvest his own, even though he could go buy in the store. Because you have nothing to eat, so it's Tzorech HaMoed Ochol Nefesh. Right? Who says you have to go buy new? You have your own stuff growing. Or an Adam Chashuv has to go buy in the store. Or go borrow money. If you don't have the money, go borrow money from somebody. Right? You have your own wheat, but you can borrow money and buy from somebody else. So an Adam Chashev has to borrow the money. A regular person can harvest his own wheat if he has nothing to eat.
Rav, who says that Adam Chashev can't buy credit in the store?
Where, in Yuma? No, where? What? Maybe. Rav just said he personally never bought on credit. He used to pay both people or whatever. Yeah, that was Rav, the butchers. But, okay, so he wouldn't buy on credit. He would buy with money, whatever. So Lav Dafka, they didn't have the money. He didn't have the food. So the question is, can he harvest his own, or does he have to go buy from the store? So he'd buy in the store. Lav Dafka credit. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, nothing. Now we're going to say another case of another Chashul that did something that for other people, Mutter, and for him, it wasn't okay. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, nothing, b'chumrasa de medusha. The ishti maya de achim kapila armoa. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia went out on Shabbos with a ring, a sealing ring. ring that you sealed with, not a ring that was for decoration. And he drank water that was heated up by a goy. Shom Rav Ami Ipit. Rav Ami was upset with him because he did these two things. Om Rav Yosef, my time Ipit. What was he makpid? What did he do wrong? Imishum Chumras of the Medusha. If it was because he wore this ring, Hatanya, Hashirim, Hanizomim, Vatabos, Harinka, Cholakel, Nitom, Bechotzer. So basically, but the halach is like this. A regular ring that's just for decoration. So a woman is not allowed to wear it in Rishus HaRabim, but you can wear it in the house or in the chotzer or whatever. Because we're afraid she didn't take it off and show it to people. A man is a machlokas rishonim, whether this issur applies to men or not. If men take off rings to show to people or not. A ring that's used for a signet ring is muktzah. It's not used for decoration, therefore you can't wear it out into Rishus HaRabim. The shaila is, can you wear it in the house or in chotzer hamu'urav, in a place where there's an eruv? So pashtus the halacha is that you can't wear it even in a place that's an eruv because we're afraid you'll wear it out into Rishus HaRabim. And therefore it's muktzah, since you're not allowed to wear it. But it's no worse than a klisha malachto le'isr, and it's mutar l'tzorach gufa makoma. Therefore you're allowed to move it, not wearing it, l'tzorach gufa makoma. But you can't wear it because we're afraid you'll continue wearing it in Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yehuda either didn't wear the ring, but he, what's it called, carried it, and therefore was mutter. He needed l'tzorach gufa makoma. Or he held like the sheet that it holds, that the Isser is only by women and not by men. Or this Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi held like this Brisa, that it's mutter, it was only Osir to wear it in Rishus HaRabim. But in a place that's with an Eruv, the Isser never applied, even though the Shittas HaGemara is not like that. But this Brisa could all like that. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, why was Rav Ami Makbin, Rabbi Yehuda Anasiya, right, L'chorah, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya held it was mutter to wear the ring inside an Erev. Or maybe he held that men b'chlal are allowed to. Or maybe he only did it with sort of gufa makoma and didn't actually wear it. He carried it. So those are the possibilities. In other words, since there are ways that what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did was mutter, why was he makbid on it? Imishum de'ishti mayim da'achin kapil armoa, if he got upset with him because he drank water that was heated up by a goy, so it's bishalakum. Bishalakum doesn't apply to something you can eat raw. Even if the goy cooks it, it's mutter. There's no bishalakum. Bishalakum is only something has to be cooked. But something you can eat raw, water for sure, people drink without cooking. No, in both of these cases, they're really mutter, but people will learn from him to do what's awesome. Right? They watch him. And therefore, an Adam Choshev can't do these things, even though they're mutter. Rashi. Lema Shmuel the Ikbid ki Yechidos virle. Shmuel was makbid on Rav. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Kahi masnisa b'mechubra afilu kulo oven on the osir v'kim the Rabbi Yossi Yechido. Where it says no, chatzod the chiti will have it pseida v'hachi Ikbid. Avo v'chatzod the shari lo sover lo Rabbi Yossi dosir. If it would have been a barley crop where there was a davar ha'oven, he would hold his mutter. Even though it's mechubar lekarka, but there was no davar ha'ovid. It was a wheat crop. Ein lo ma yochal havi lahachi avir hachi. And Shmuel didn't know that Rav had nothing to eat unless he harvested this. Therefore, it was mutter for him. Lo saimu kamei lo amru lo de lo havi le ma yochal lahachi ikbit. They didn't tell him the end of the story. They told him everything. They didn't tell him all the details. Therefore, he was makbid. Adam choshev shani Rav lo havi le lemevet hachi afilu ein lo ma yochal. Rav, even if he had nothing to eat, should not have harvested his crop on Chol HaMoed, because people learn from him to be mekel even more. Nofek b'chotzer b'shabbos, he went out into a chotzer, not Rishus HaRabim, into a chotzer b'shabbos, b'chumras of the Medusha, tabasi shomateches v'chosoma shal almok. It's a metal ring with a wooden seal on it. Shirin, it's kind of rings, koshu nochal k'moshehu chai, umay shosu inche k'moshehin. Anything that you could eat raw, there's no din of bishalakum, and water people drink raw. Adam choshev shani, yeshlo lahachmer asa yosra. An Adam choshev has to be more machmer. You can't do everything that's mutter. V'lo havi le lemeipek b'chumras and medusha, v'lo lemishtei maya da'achim kapila nochri, because people learn to be mekel more from him. Okay. Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav, Coats of them deckle bemoy, that will be shame of sorrow held in the storage shallow. You'll have to cut down a tree, even if you only need the sawdust. In other words, since you can't get the sawdust without cutting down the tree, you're allowed to cut down the whole tree just for the sawdust. Layatullah Abaya. So Abaya cursed anybody who follows this halacha. He held it as wrong. Can't do that. So Zilzul and Cholamoy to cut down a whole tree because he needs sawdust. Rav Ashi Havi Le Abba Bishalnaya. Rav Ashi had a forest. In Aramaic, the word for a forest is an Abba. Okay. In Shalnaya. Ozul Mikzeva Cholamoyade. So he wanted to cut down some of the trees from the forest on Cholamoy. Omerle Rav Shela Mishalnaya, Rav Shela from Shalnaya said to Rav Ashi, my daitach, the Omer of Chananel, Omer Rav, Kotzi, Sodom, Dekel, Bamoy, Rafi, Shem, Surachal, and Sora Shalom, right? You're allowed to cut down a tree, even if you only need the sawdust, so you want to cut down some of the trees that you have, because you need at least a portion of them for Cholamoyed, Cholayit, Ola, Abai. Abai cursed anybody who follows this halacha. Omerle, Lo Shmieli, I don't hold from Abai. Not in this, right? Kolomar lo sphirali. I didn't hear what Abaya said, meaning I heard it, but I didn't hear it. I didn't pay attention to it. Not, I don't hold from the halach like that. So he went and cut down his trees, ishtamit narga, and his axe fell. Boy, lemitzik el shaki, it almost cut off his thigh. Shav gave a hother asa. So he left, and he decided that was a good sign that Abaya's klola was effective, so he decided not to cut down the trees in Cholamoid. Rav Yehuda shor lemekar kisna ulemiktel kishusa ulemekar shumshimi. Rav Yehuda permitted somebody on Cholamoid to pull out flax and to kishusa is cress. So what's it called? Harvest cress. Ulemekar shumshimi. What?
Hops.
Hops. Okay. Kishusa's hops. Yeah. And to what's it called? And to pull out shumshimi. Shumshimi, you usually think of sesame. It's not sesame seed. It's some kind of other plant. Omerle Abayel Rav Yosef Bishlam HaKisna Chazil HaKhafifa. I said all these things were Tzorech HaMoed. Right? The Kisna, the flax, you could use to cover vegetables. That's what Rashi learns. Kshusa, the hops, Chazil HaShikri, could make what's it called, beer from hops. Ela Shumshimi L'may Chazil. The Shumshimi are not fit for anything until they dry out. And if you harvest them chalamoy, they won't dry out till way after yontif. So it's not l'tzorech hamoed. Chazil and Isaiah, the isbu. No, there are when you harvest it, there are already dried ones that when they're growing, finished growing, and they dried out. So you could use the dried ones. And even though you have to take the wet ones also, like we said, you could even cut down a tree just for the sawdust. You could harvest all of these shumshimi, even though you can only use part of them. Rav Yane Havile Ahu Pardesa, the Mata Zmani Bechol the Moada. Rav Yane had a Pardes, and he miscalculated, and the time for harvesting came on Cholamoid. Should have done it before Cholamoid, but he thought he had time till after Yontif. So he was leaving it for after Yontif. And punct, in the middle of Cholamoid, they see that the harvest time came. If they don't harvest it now, there's going to be a loss. So he harvested his Pardes because it was a Dover Ovid. Everybody say, hey, Rav, what's it called? Rav Yanai harvested his pardes on Cholamoid. Why should we do it? Like, let's do it when we're off work. We'll do it on Cholamoid when we have time. So everybody left their harvest of their pardes till Cholamoid the next year. Learning from Rav Yanai, if he could do it, we could do it too. Not realizing he only did it because it was a Dover HaOvid for that specific situation. So Afkare Rabbi Yanai LePardasi Ahushasa. Rabbi Yanai saw that people learned to do Isurim from him because he did what was okay, but not okay for another Choshev, like we said. So his Mafkar, his Pardes, didn't get any benefit. He let the Aniyim take all the produce as a knas that he gave himself for causing other people to do something wrong. Rashi. Abba is a Yar. Bishalnaya Perishe Moir, it's the name of the place. Kolomer Hoyolo Yar Bosomokum. Ishtamit Narga Boil Mitzik El Shake, the Ravashi, Mishum the Ovra the Baya. Right? Even though he didn't hold the halachas like a Baya, but he was the recipient of the Klova. Shavke La Abba, he left his forest, the low Katsimoy, he didn't cut down on Cholomoy, Shehirgish Mishum the Ovra the Baya, Nofalinar. He got the feeling that the reason that that he got the axe in the got axed in his thigh was because he didn't pay enough respect to Abaye. You know, halacha is not like that, but he shouldn't have been so flippant about Abaye. Lemekra kisna b'chol demuada. They're allowed to pull up flax on Chol HaMoed. Lemikto lachto. Mikto means to kill, but it means to cut when it comes to vegetation. Kshu says home loan. So home loan, I guess, is hops. Lechatifa, lechasas b'maychol. Kulom te'enim, utzmar, mitzorach HaMoed. They used flax to wrap vegetables in, just like the esrogin. The stuff that they wrapped the esrog, used to wrap the esrog in, right, in olden days, was flax. Right? I miss that stuff. And the lemaisa, that it keeps the stuff fresh. So they used flax to wrap their vegetables in, too. L'nezaya, come on, l'nezaysa de shichra. L'nezaya garinim de ispu b'shum shemim t'chazu l'mevet b'hu mishcha. You can't make oil from the shumshamim seeds until it's dry. If you harvest it on Chol HaMoed, it's not going to dry out till after Yontif. But when you harvest it, there are certain seeds already that are dry, even from the time they were growing. They stopped growing and they got dried out. So you're allowed to take up the whole plant for those seeds. Afkarir v'yani l'pardeso mishum dal yodo hayatakol y'alma. Since through that paradis came a takol, the people learned from him to harvest their paradis the next year without a dover ha'avid, which is aser, to show ad l'chol ha'moed v'katvi, right? And even if it would be a dover ha'aved, we'll learn tomorrow that mechavin melachto l'moed, where you leave it a dafka for chol ha'moed, even if it's a dover ha'aved, is awesome. So here it could have been a dover ha'aved, but they left it a dafka for chol ha'moed. That's what's it called. That's awesome. Okay.